There was Tua Tagovailoa, the hero of Alabama's win, 26-23, the other night in the national championship game, 26-23 in overtime. So he's from Hawaii. Marcus Mariota is from Hawaii, and they actually have a relationship, and there's a gap of about 5 or 6 years in age. Tua's 19, Mariota is 24 years old, and Mariota started taking Tua under his wing in about fourth grade, showed him quarterback tips, even took him to get food after practice, so they ate together.
What's the age gap?
Did you about say? 5 or 6 years.
Okay, yeah. So he was in 9th grade, 10th grade when he started doing that? That's Mariota. How did he have time to do this and feed all the homeless and everything?
This kid's
too good to be true.
Yes. So Tagovailoa then followed Mariota. He went to the same high school, St. Louis High School, wherever that is in Hawaii. And Tua's nickname in high school back in Hawaii was actually Little Mariota.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. And I think the story was that he actually wanted to go to Oregon because Mariota did. But I guess they didn't show enough interest. So long story short, he ends up going to Alabama. So Oregon screwed that one up.
Lane Kiffin claims that Tua was going to transfer if he didn't get to play in that game.
Yeah, that made no sense to me.
Why?
But I could be wrong.
Okay. Well, he always looked
I mean, that game, like, Jalen Hurts was the quarterback all year.
Yeah.
Which
would mean that Tua would feel like, okay, Jalen Hurts isn't going to be leaving early for the draft or anything, that he wouldn't have a chance for another couple of years potentially. So why would he not transfer? Why does it not make sense? To me, it makes perfect sense.
For me, it does not make that much sense. Am I crazy here?
Yes, because, okay, if he had not played in that game,
yeah.
If they had won a national championship with Jalen Hurts, why would Tua feel necessarily like he would get his chance to play next year?
Well, what I'm saying is that if you're Tua last week, like, how am I basing my college future on whether I'm playing in that game or not? Whether I'm playing on Monday or not? To me, if I'm transferring, my thing would be if they won or they lost, regardless, I'd go to Nick Saban and I'd say, hey, do I have a chance to beat out Jalen Hurts for the starting quarterback
job? And you're
going
to believe him exactly, necessarily? I mean, the Tua just...
Honestly, if I felt like I was better, yes, I would.
Because the other thing Lane Kiffin said that is he had outplayed him in practice this year. People knew that he should have gotten a chance, so perhaps he would have felt... Because Saban also said that they were going to rotate quarterbacks in the second half. After Tua threw an interception on a running play, I would think that if you're genuinely going to rotate quarterbacks, then Jalen Hurts might have had a chance to go back in. So, I mean, maybe. Saban already, there was, I don't want to say lied in that instance, but they weren't rotating quarterbacks.
I mean, maybe Lane Kiffin is right. I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I don't think maybe he's wrong, maybe he's right, but it makes perfect sense that if he hadn't, yes, that one game matters in that because then he hasn't had a chance to play. Well, I mean, yeah, he hasn't had a chance to play, and yeah, Jalen Hurts wouldn't likely be benched just after you won a national championship.
Understood. Landry, do you think that Mariota is a bad mentor for Tagovailoa?
Only time will tell. Only time will tell, my friend. Only time will tell.
Mariota seems like a good mentor.
Well, only time will tell.
Who are these? Is he as bad as? How are you going to go through this list? You're going to start with 7 or start with 1?
I usually start with 1 and I get you angry. But, yeah. But Landry's usually better at figuring out the way that people want
to
listen.
You're supposed to build suspense up to the number 1 spot. So let's start with number 7.
All right. These are the rules here. These are the 7 worst mentors for student athletes. And there is one rule. They had to have had major success at the professional level. So we can't say Ryan Leaf. We can't say Johnny Football. They had to have been successful professional athletes,
gotcha.
And they have to be alive.
Good
Those
point.
Are the two rules.
Yeah.
The number one worst potential mentor for a student athlete.
Wait, you're going the worst or the – okay.
I'll just go 1 to 7.
Right.
Number 1, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, you should – okay. Yeah, obviously. And it wasn't even before everything happened with Nicole Brown system, Simpson, the way he was acting like as his husband and as her husband and then ex-husband. No, don't be treating people this way.
Although
I will say off the field, pretty good. In terms of off the field business endeavors, off the field business endeavors and endorsements, he kind of was a trailblazer.
Number 2, Joe Namath. Joe Namath makes the list because number 1, I think the quarterback position's changed. I don't think Joe Namath needs to be mentoring these new quarterbacks. Number 2, he's a drunk mess
time. He didn't drink for like 20 years and then he started drinking again and he couldn't handle his liquor so he stopped drinking.
That's
again.
That's not good mentoring.
He had one freaking incident with Susie Colbert and
it was a bad incident.
Yeah, of course
it was a bad incident.
But he's learned from it. And plus, I don't think Tua or Mariota has to worry about ever becoming that guy. So like that potential bad influence wouldn't be an issue.
Joe Namath knows what you know, Landry, which is the quarterback position, yes, has changed in the 40 years since Joe Namath was playing quarterback in the NFL.
Well, let's not forget, before he tore his knee up in college, Joe Namath was a hell of an athlete.
Yes.
He's running all over there, Alabama. Yeah.
The number three worst mentor for a student athlete, Ray Lewis. And this has nothing to do with what he did off the field. I just feel like if I had a son or something like that, I wouldn't want that blowhard Ray Lewis saying anything to him. He rambles. He doesn't make a lot of sense. blah, 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 blah. I'm not a fan of Ray Lewis. I would not want him mentoring my student athletes.
It's true. Is there always that moment in a Ray Lewis speech where you expect him to like start in with snake handling or drinking strychnine or something? One of these faith healer type things.
Yeah, he's a blowhard. Yeah. I can roll with that.
The number four worst mentor for a student athlete, Lenny Dykstra, former Met and Philadelphia Philly. If you haven't read his book, House of Nails, a memoir of the life on the edge, you need to. He's a crazy SOB. He's still a crazy SOB. We actually had him on the air in Cleveland a while back, and he I don't want to say that he was on Quaaludes or something. I don't know what was going on. I don't know. He was on something. I don't know what was going on, and he's been known to do that.
I would say Lenny Dykstra is a good candidate for any death pool that you might be in. Ooh. He's living like he's a 21-year-old rock star.
I'm in a death pool, like
40-some, whatever.
I'm in a death pool.
What? Which one?
Still waiting. What with you?
Did I win somebody?
I think
every person we chose has like lived annoyingly long lives.
I know.
So,
Queen Elizabeth.
This is like 4 years ago.
Bob Barker. Too many people
is
living.
Is he still alive?
No.
Bob?
Bob died?
I thought he passed away. Wait, he's alive?
Bob's alive.
We'll look that
he's
up. Not Absolutely. Doing the show anymore, yeah. but he's alive.
He is alive.
We'll look
well
that up.
Drew Carey's alive, too. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, but he's not as good as Bob at that show. Number five worst mentor you can have if you are a cyclist, Lance Armstrong. I know he was very good at what he did, but he cheated. He also lied. He ruined a lot of lives. Just watch the Netflix documentary. If you do not believe me, Lance Armstrong does not need to be mentoring any college athletes.
This is the whole thing about Lance Armstrong. It's like, okay, he lived at a time when apparently just, like, I hate to say everybody was cheating, but it seemed like the majority of the top cyclists were cheating. But it was the fashion and the way in which he went about it, where he was just ruthless.
Yes.
And just dragged other people under the bus and everything. Where it makes it really hard to, feel bad for him or forgive him, as opposed to maybe some of the baseball dudes who are just like, all right, he got caught up and it was a bad decision, but whatever.
If he was truly reformed, I could see it. You never know with that guy if he's actually reformed.
When he tried to excuse himself with that one woman by saying, "I never called you fat," that was it for him. That was like he lost 50% of the population right there. He went on Oprah and came out worse for it. That was a bad move.
That's hard
man.
To accomplish.
Yeah. That is tough. The number six worst mentor for a college athlete. You don't need to throw girls off of balconies. You probably don't need to batter women either. Jim Brown is not a good mentor for college athletes. And also, there's actually tangible proof that he's not a good mentor because he mentored Ricky Williams, one of my favorite athletes. He actually mentored Ricky Williams as he headed into the NFL, and that didn't go as well as many had hoped.
You know what, though? Okay, with Ricky Williams, is it Jim Brown's failing that he didn't turn Ricky Williams around?
Yes.
Where so many other mentors?
I'm blaming Jim Brown.
Like, a lot of times in thinking, like, just because you're a good mentor doesn't mean that you can turn everybody around. You'll know this if you don't. I don't know if you have nieces or nephews, Landry. I should know this or not.
I do.
Or if you once you one day when you have kids,
I do.
Like sometimes jackasses are going to jackass and there's nothing you can do about it, no matter how good a mentor or parent or anybody else you are.
It's all I have to judge him by.
I had a nephew that I was supposed to be like helping out and everything. And
how'd
I was like,
out?
I'm not going to try to worry. He's a good kid. But he went through his bonehead phase and it was like, there's no amount of talks from Uncle Seth that were going to turn him around when he was dead set on being a bonehead for a little while.
I like that. Segment.
Now he got himself straightened out. And I'm sure like in some respects, the efforts of relatives like me helped. But it wasn't like we were going to get instantaneous results.
Finally, the final worst mentor for a student athlete, Allen Iverson. I think there's going to be a time when AI might be a good mentor. He's just not quite ready. And the example of that is he was a coach/player in Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league. And he went missing. They saw him at a casino, and then he went missing. He missed a couple times, but he was fine. So, Allen Iverson, there might be a day and time when AI is ready, but I just don't think he's ready right now.
He's a great mentor for young athletes because he did the smartest thing he could have done, which is he took $50 million and set it aside and wasn't allowed to touch it. It was in a trust.
That's key.
And now for however much money he lost, he's still sitting pretty because he exercised – precautionary self-restraint, I guess. Was that what you call it? It's like he saved him. He was like a werewolf. Werewolf locks himself up in a room on a full moon. He said, like, listen, I'm gonna tuck $50 million away that nobody can touch, and then no matter what happens, that $50 million will always be there.
Are we sure that was his decision?
Well, somebody had presented it to him and he agreed to it.
My quick list, real quick, is worst mentors: Dwight Howard, Terrell Owens, Charles Barkley, Roger Clemens, Manny Ramirez, and Rasheed Wallace. That's my quick list. Coming up, John McClain joins us at 7:30. Top of the hour, what kind of relationship should Bill O'Brien have with the next GM of the Texans? We'll look backward with him and Rick, and then look forward to him and maybe Brian Gain. We'll see.